We start today's ArtsCH program with a track from the album Veramundo that has just been released, along with a film by the same name. Here to tell us about the musical odyssey that takes the Brazilian singer Gilberto Gil to three continents is arts correspondent Michelle Laird. Well, Michelle, we don't normally talk about music, songs, or movies here on ArtsCH, so what do you have to tell us?
Well, that's true, Alex. We don't usually think of films as art, let alone documentaries. But in this case, what I wanted to talk about was the ability of artists to bridge cultural divides. And that's really what Gilberto Gil does. Now, the film was conceived and created over 3 years by two Swiss guys, Emmanuel Geta, the co-founder of the Curie Jazz Festival, and his acolyte Pierre-Yves Bourgeau. They've already made a film with the Senegalese superstar Youssou N'Dour, but that film was about the forceful exodus of slaves from the African continent. Now, this time, it's the other way around. We follow Gil as he visits the nations that were colonized, entering into contact with people, from musicians from entirely different cultures. And what we discover is the power of music that helps build and sustain cultural identities despite the colonization.
Very serious stuff there, Michelle.
Well, let me reassure you, it's really a feel-good movie, and we revel in the musical encounter sparked by Gil. I hardly felt the 90 minutes fly by. Now, I asked the director, Pierre-Yves Bourgeau, to describe the film to WRS listeners, and this is what he said.
I would say it's a kind of a portrait of Gilberto Gil in the present on three continents. One of the first ideas was to take or to use or to have Gilberto Gil as a kind of example, not a model, but an example of a mixed race guy, because he's from three different universes. He's from Africa, he's from India, or Aboriginal from Brazil, and also he has a European part in his blood. He has all those different origins in his blood, and also in his music. He's really mixing together different genres, different kind of music, into his own thing, which is very rooted also in the Brazilian music. So he's building his own identity with a lot of elements in a very creative way.
But it's not just a travelogue. I wanted to give you a taste of some of those magical moments in the film, so I asked Bourgeau again to introduce the following sequence.
So here, in this extract, we are in the Aboriginal radio in Sydney. MC, she's asking the question to Gil, and mainly about his music and things. So, and also she's asking, what are you doing here?
I think it might be taken as a sign of expansion of the message, you know, the spreading of the message, and the finding out of the similarities, you know, between countries that, places that were invaded, you know.
Yes.
By colonizers, you know, back at 100, 300, 400 years. Like Australia and Brazil, I mean, in a sense, I'm here exactly looking for the traces of the similarity.
You get a sense there, Michelle, from this scene that Gilberto Gil is a hone speaker. Interestingly, he was Minister of Culture in his own country.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. He actually held that position for 5 years under Lula. But contrary to most politicians, and I'm going to get in trouble here, he has an amazing capacity for listening. And there are some really poignant moments in the film made of just silences where he listens to what the indigenous populations have to say. However, I really wanted to get to the bottom of this, and I asked Bourgeau, what was the point of his film?
He's just such a great and simple guy, and also people we met through him or with him, very positive people. So I think what I would say is that through Gil and through people we met, there is a kind of goodwill, international association of people of goodwill, of real with you know, a positive energy to build something better together. So if the big business is not destroying everything, some possibilities are open.
All right, Michelle. So where can we see this film, Veramundo?
Now, that's a question I asked the producer, Emmanuel Jetta, during the Vision du Réel festival, hence the noise in the background that you're going to hear. But before we listen to his answer, I would like to point out that the film has been selected as a pioneer EU project, European Union project, called the Tide Experiment. I think we're going to hear a lot more about it because it's for the circulation of European films in the digital era. So right now, you can still see this film for free on various platforms until the 7th of May, and then purchase them as well as the album afterwards. Now, here's Jetta's answer telling us about the release.
Well, it will be distributed all over Switzerland and as well in 10 other countries of Europe, including France, Italy, Holland, Great Britain, etc. Great distribution for the moment. And we have signed for United States. We are about to sign for Brazil, of course. And so I think in terms of distribution, it's going to be a film that people can see in many countries.
Now, what kind of audience will want to go and see this film?
I think definitely the people who admire the Brazilian culture or the South African culture or the Aboriginal culture or admire Gilles, and people who like culture in general and music, and because there is a lot of music in this film. And for me, what is interesting is that in the film, it's not only the music but also the lyrics, which are really important and tell a lot about situations that are, you know, evoked in the film.
All right. The film is released, Veramundo, May 1st in Switzerland and May 2nd in the Swiss-German region. Our thanks to Michelle Laird for this week's Arts CH, our look at culture in the country. You can get more details about Arts CH at our website, worldradio.ch.